Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's October 18th, 2016, and I'm your host, Antoine. I'm the host when I'm here, right? The document says you, but it's really me.
Yeah, the document is from last week.
So, I'm your host, Paul Filio, and here with me is my co-host, who apparently has delusions of grandeur, Antoine Bergeron. How's it going, Antoine?
Doing well. You?
Good, good. I'm totally leaving this in the show, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
The way I stopped deadpan when I started reading the line, like, wait a minute, that's not my name. I'm on to you, buddy. So, kind of a slowish week in news. A lot of items, but doesn't seem like it's going to be a long show.
We'll know only when it's done.
Yeah, that's true. It depends on how much I ramble and sidetrack us. I know. I'm pretty bad for that. And saying that, I guess I'll get this thing going in the right direction. First up, as always, we're going to talk about events. And this week we have one event on the list. Sorry, I paused for a second. So there's a bunch of stuff grayed out. Are we not speaking about these other events, Antoine?
Or? Exactly.
Okay. So we have one event on the list this week, which is Fantasy Fest. That's a lot of 19. My Roman numerals are rusty. On November 12th.
Yes.
And there's some news on that.
So we already talked about that event. It's Ninth Age Fantasy Gaming Day. It's a single day in Montreal. The player pack got out this week. So there's more news. You can now register. Previously, it was a four people teams event, and you were playing in doubles and switching, not opponents, but switching
teammates. You never played game with the same teammate twice.
Yeah, this time, as the rule set is pretty new to most players, when you register solo, and you also enter your level of knowledge of the game. Like, I haven't even read the rules. I've read them, or I'm master at the new rules. And you will be paired with someone from the same alliance as you are, like bad guys versus evil guys. With
bad guys versus evil guys, eh?
Yeah, bad guys versus evil guys. Nobody's good in that game anyway.
Oh, okay.
No. It was a tongue slip. Like, good guys versus bad guys. Yeah. So, let's say I don't know the rules at all, so I register at a level 1 with the Empire. I will be paired with somebody who knows the rules well, so a level 3, who's going to play, let's say, Eye Elf, so in the same alliance. And we will be playing together for the day in doubles game.
Okay, so essentially you can get counseled on the rules by your teammate.
Exactly.
And learn as you go, which is a neat idea. It does make it a little different than what we usually see from them, because usually it's, we sign up as friends, as a team, and we go and play.
Yes.
So this, we won't be able to do that this time if we decide to go. But
or if we do, one of us really needs to learn the rule well in the next month.
Antoine.
Yeah, for sure.
It's always Antoine when it comes to rules. I can only promise that I'll have read the rule book.
That's good.
I will promise that much. I will read the rule book.
So we will have a link to the Facebook event, and in the most recent post, you will be able to find a link to the player pack.
Awesome. I hear in this game, dragon ogres might actually be good.
I don't know. If they're purple, are they better?
Oh, stop with the purple dragon ogres. They're not Barney. You ruined that for me, I was so excited to paint them purple, and then you're like, you ruined everything. Anyway, on to the news. So as always, we're going to start with the non-crowdfunding stuff. And first up this week, we have Fireforge Games, Medieval Archers on pre-order.
Yes, usually we don't really talk about purely historical stuff, but those guys, they are a plastic set, multi-part, 24 in a box, they look really good, and they could...
Frostgrave?
Yeah, they could go for Frostgrave, or I see them as Bretonians.
Actually, that's exactly what I was saying. They look like they could be Bretonians, yeah.
Yeah, and a box of 24 on pre-order right now. The price will go up to 27 when they're in normal release, and that's a box of 24 for 25 euros, and it goes up to 27 euros. So it's a really good price for multi-part plastic.
So that'd be about $40 Canadian, give or take?
Yeah, max.
So that's pretty, for 25 miniatures or 24 miniatures, that's a great price. Huh.
Yeah, even less than that, 36.
That's really interesting.
So for people who are looking for generic medieval archers or have Bretonnian that they want to update,
yeah, those models
are really cool.
Those look really nice. They're so much better than the Bretonnian, the yeomans or whatever?
Men-at-arms.
Men-at-arms, sorry. Yeah, so much better. All right, next in line, Galeforce 9, new Fire Giant Lord for D&D Collector Series.
Yes, this is from the Storm King's Thunder series. It's an adventure book, I think, or an adventure bat, something like that. It is a big limited edition model, sold unpainted, contrary to most of the other D&D stuff you see. It's a giant, well, the name says it, Fire Giant Lord, but it's a really big model. Nice, coming resin. 5 pieces.
Yeah, it looks to be at least 4 times the size of a 28mm mini.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't have the real height on end, but it looks really big.
And it's resin.
Yes.
It looks pretty cool. I actually thought it was pre-painted by the picture, because the picture really makes it look like a pre-painted mini.
Yes, it does.
Like it, but in bare resin, that could be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a price point?
Yes, it is $40.
Wow, for a model that size in resin?
Mm-hmm.
Dirt cheap.
Yeah, dirt the cheap. Limited edition is to 1500, so there's still a lot of them available.
Yeah.
Sure, and, it's D&D. Might go quick, especially at that price, but it's still a big number.
Yeah, sorry, and looking at that page, this is news, but only kind of sort of. Looking at the Fire Giants page at the bottom, I found a link to other giants that aren't released yet. And there's one.
Yes, I think they are those. Those are out. If you go in the Galeforce 9 store, you have the link at the top. There are at least two other out: the Storm Giant Royal Guard and the Frost Giant.
Okay, so what I found the link to was the Storm Giant.
Okay, so it's out.
He is nice.
Yes.
That's funny, I've never seen these models before. That's interesting.
Yeah, and he's sold unpainted too. That one is a bit costier. I think the shield and the giant weapon helps. He's $50 instead of $40.
But he's really nice. Anyway, little added bonus to the Galeforce 9 news there. Next up. Oh, these are some interesting miniatures. Red Republic Games. Ewayne? I can't pronounce the name.
No idea.
For Arena Rex.
Yeah.
And as always, gorgeous gladiator model.
Mm-hmm. This one is really a gladiator feel. A bit more, how would I say it? Not pompous, but flourish to him. Gets a cape, a nice ribbon on his weapon.
I love the pose.
Yeah, it's the son of a courtesan, so he has some status, still a bastard, but plays for Legio 13.
What an really amazing nice model. Like, I'm going to buy this guy. I'm going to buy this model.
No, you already have a Runeric stuff, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Not Legio 13, sadly. I have Ludus Magnus stuff.
But you Ludus can Magnus. Mix, can't you?
There are some rules. I haven't read the rule book.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I haven't read the rule book.
Yes, from memory, you could always mix as you wanted. They did the factions just to make them easier for regrouping and for people getting into the game.
Yeah. But just, I love the pose. I love the cloak on the back of him.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
What a... And it looks like they've learned from their mistakes. If you look at the spear shaft,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still thin, but it's not as thin as we've seen from them in the past. So it looks like they've thickened up those pieces a little bit to keep them from breaking.
Yeah, and the ribbon that go around it probably help with the thickness.
Yeah, and that was a real problem. That was a real problem with the miniatures. So this is a gorgeous piece. And for $18 US, you can't go wrong.
No, for sure.
You just can't. I just really wish there was some distribution for them, as opposed to direct only. It makes it challenging when we're in Canada. All right. Next up, Max Mini Warlock.
That's it. It's a single resin model. I don't know if it's a single piece. Probably not. 28 heroic. It's a warlock. So you have a sorcerer type guy with a dagger, flame in his other end, wearing an
animal gold skull.
Gold skull, something like that. Demonic gold skull. Looks nice.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty cool looking.
He's floating. He's only the bottom of his cloak is touching the ground.
Oh, right. I see that now. Yeah. So, that's well done.
Make for a nice concept.
And he's also dirt cheap. He's a single 28 mil model.
Yes.
But still for a resin piece.
Yeah, for 7 euros, about 10 bucks, something like that.
Excellent value.
Yep.
Excellent value. Next up, Figon. Cthulhu in 54 millimeter.
Yes. It's by Figon, so the sculpting is amazing. Sculpted this one by Alan Carrasco. The model do 68 millimeter. It's in 54 scale, but it's a bit bigger than the usual scale. It's not a giant monster for that scale. It's just big. I would see him used with 28 mil stuff probably to make it look big.
I'm just thinking Great and Clean One or something, you know?
Oh, yes, for sure.
He would make an excellent Great and Clean One. And cause it's Cthulhu, but it looks a little different than Cthulhu, right? The many eyes and stuff. It's
different.
It's got the tentacles and everything, and it's got the wings, but you can just tell it's not the traditional Cthulhu we've seen before. It's a very interesting take on it. I like it.
Yeah. It's a big model. Clocks at 49 euros. For the size, the quality. Yeah, Figon stuff is usually really well cast. So.
Yeah, it's a great value at that price. Like, these independent sculptors and miniature houses, man, the stuff they're producing nowadays, it's insane. Figon was the company that produced the giant we looked at, right, a while back? Big, tall, kind of skinny giant?
That's possible. We've talked about them a bunch. They did the Walrus Men.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, now my curiosity's got the better of me. I'm trying to see if their webpage will load so I can look at the... Yes, they do the giant I was thinking of, Moloch. The mountain giant. And they've got a couple other figures we've looked at. Some crazy orcs and stuff. Gorgeous stuff. All right. Next in line, Slave to Gaming, Robin Hood and the Merry Men. What are these about, Antoine?
28 millimeter outlaws. That's it. They can probably be used for pulp gaming, probably, or to represent medieval archers in any kind of game, or brigands.
Frostgrave.
Yeah, Frostgrave. So you have different packs. Yeah, two character packs, one coming with Robin, Little John, and Will Scarlet. The second pack come with Maid Marian, Friar Tuck, and Alan A. Dale, that one I don't know. And three different Merryman packs of warrior of five each, containing either one for bowmen, one for spearmen, and the last one for guys with a single end weapon.
Now again, the sculpting looks a little bit little bit, not, I guess you could say older style. Well, it's hard to tell. It might just be the pictures too, because the pictures I'm seeing on their website are very small. There's not a lot of detail.
Mm-hmm. But they are also purely 28, and most of what we see nowadays are 32 to 35. And so they're more on the smaller scale.
True enough. I mean, for the price, yeah, you know, you're definitely getting your money's worth for the price. So in any case, it's good for that.
Yeah, the four guys pack are 15 Australian, which is about $15 Canadian for four. Yeah.
Well, even the five, like the basic Bowman, it's five for 15.
Yeah, that's misleading. There are five on the picture, but it's the definition.
Oh, it's four various. Mentioned four. You're right. Yeah. I stand corrected. But still, it's, what is that, $375 a model?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Last for non-crowdfunding is Black Sun Miniatures, the Sentinel.
This is a big risen dead tree. that's about it. It looks good. It's all twisted with, you could think it's a Forge World piece with the amount of skulls in it.
Yeah, it's filled with skulls. So, yeah. I mean,
all the roots are in skull, and the bottom part of the tree is hollow with skulls filled in it too. And sculpted on steps. Stone steps.
Yeah, perfect for your corn gaming board.
Yeah, or as a hunter goal for... If you have a macabre ring to your painting, paint scheme, you could do a nice goal for your hunter in Gilball.
That is true.
Or even morticians.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure it could be used in Manifoto. You have a bunch of different... hanging trees, another tree model.
Oh, wait. Black Sun, these are the gentlemen we were talking about last week that had the Dragon Slayer and the female orc.
Yes.
Or not last week, I guess.
Or 2 weeks ago.
Last time I was on the show. Yep. Yeah. I'm just churning these things out. And how much is the giant tree of doom?
12 pounds.
So for the amount of resin there, that makes sense. Okay. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff, of which we have a few. First in line is Metal King Studio, Relic Blade, Bone in Darkness Fantasy Miniature Game.
Relic Blade, Bone in Darkness is an expansion for the basic Relic Blade game that came out at the beginning of the year. So it's their first extension. It's first expansion, but in fact it's two. So you have the Bone in Darkness faction set, which contains the Dark Wanderer in his two pose and a bunch of undeady models, kind of undead constructs. And the second set is the Lone Guard, which are three warriors of different kind, like a halberd, swordman, and a bowman, with a hunting dog or a hunting cat. Yeah, hunting tiger, like a saber-toothed tiger or something like that, a small one. So, and a bunch of new scenarios. And everything that comes with it. You can buy either the old packs or the two faction set. They have a combined pledge for it. Or you can buy just one of the two faction set. Just the scenario, stuff like that. There are a lot of different options.
Yeah, and these models look very nice. I like the aesthetic of these much better than they did the originals. I don't know if the sculptor is different or...
No, same guy.
They look... Thematically, they look different. I don't know. They just, or maybe it was just the paint jobs that we saw in the last...
Possible. Or maybe experience. The guy, that's his first game he's doing. And he's doing everything himself. Sculpting, painting, all the editing, the books, the rules.
Because looking at like the close-ups of the sculpts, I don't remember them being so angled and sharp before. Is it possible he was sculpting by hand before and these are digital renders?
No. It was digital by the last time too.
Maybe I'm just misremembering then. Anyway, I like the aesthetic of the models. Mm-hmm. I like the undead the construct. It looks pretty cool. The even the undead warriors are like they're kind of like wolf skulled or animal skulled.
The second one in the pack?
The Dark Wanderer model?
Yeah, that's not, that's like a bad guy with
wearing a skull face mask
or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's further down there's some other models and they seem to have one of them seems to have like some more sort of weird skull. I guess these are constructs too of some kind. Anyway, it's neat. It's very very cool. So how are we doing on this here? So there are 29 days to go on the Kickstarter, and he's fully funded, which is excellent for him.
Yeah, they launched Friday, I think, or Saturday, and they funded in the first day.
Well, you had a lot of love for that initial Kickstarter.
I know
you played the game a little bit, and you really liked the rule set. You thought it was simple and effective.
Yeah, I helped a bit on the French translation, which is not done yet for the first pack. I was too busy and couldn't follow up, but I need to get back to that.
So he fully funded, as you said, on day one. He was looking for $8,000. He got $10,265, and he has 29 days to go. So for sure, we're going to see some unlocks and some interesting stuff, probably. And this Kickstarter runs till Monday, November 14th, 2016. Next up. Morningstar Miniatures, Ben Newman's Matador.
This is a 75 millimeter miniature of a Matador pinup. So it's a Matador, female Matador, sitting on a Taurus, a bull.
Is the bull on a spring or something? Yeah, it's like a toy bull. You'd find at a playground, like a horse. You know, one of those horses you see loaded on the big springs at the playground for the kids to ride on, that type of thing. Of course, she's scantily clad, or mostly naked, in fact, as most pinup models are. Subject matter aside, the sculpt is excellent.
Yes, you can get it in bare resin, or they have a different painted version that you can get, like a bronze type looking.
Yeah.
And the project is already funded. You'll probably come to that later. And their plan is to, for each, I think, £1,000 or something like that over the funding goal, they will sculpt another of the art by the same artist in miniature. It's all pinup style. You see some other example when you go further down the page.
Yep.
If you can, don't go look at that at work.
Yeah, no. Definitely not appropriate for work.
There's nothing nude, but it's still not appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. So this Kickstarter, he was looking for £1,000. He's at £2,000 already. He's got 27 days to go, and it'll be fully funded on November 13th, 2016. Let's see what we got now. King of the Hill Wargaming, Trolls. Well, that's near and dear to your heart.
No, what's near to my heart is Trollbloods, which is not the same.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a small project to do high-quality Trolls miniature for fantasy game. So, different type of weapon, different type of poses. It's not large scale thing. You won't see like five different guys with the same weapon. It's not for a big, like not for army scale. They wouldn't replace Ogre Kingdoms for Warhammer Fantasy. I don't see them doing it, but they could replace character or like monsters in RPGs and stuff like that. I'm not exactly sold on the face, the sculpting style of the heads of the models, but overall they're pretty cool.
Yeah, so the face is kind of almost canine looking, like kind of, or mongoloid looking, right? The kind of big big forehead and eyebrow ridges.
Yeah, making things of the old Nosferatu style.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
More bulky.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Instead of having fangs, they have bottom tooth that got out of their mouth. But overall, the same like triangle-ish nose that looks like a bat and a prominent forehead. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure some people like the aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Or almost Toxic Avenger face.
Almost.
Yeah. Though I do kind of prefer the one that has the helmet. Just so it kind of hides the weird
yes.
forehead ridge thing we got going on there.
That's the best looking one right now.
Not a bad model. Definitely a different take on it, right?
Yeah. Size, it's pretty good. A single one comes at 8 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's getting cheaper the more you get into the pack. So
he was originally looking for 500 pounds. He has fully funded. He's at 800 pounds right now. There's 12 days to go on the Kickstarter. And it'll run till Saturday, October 29th. Next up, Angry Mojo Games. The Mojo Tray System, modular transport in style.
If you are looking for MDF trays to carry your miniature during a tournament or between games, and don't know what you need every game and want to be able to switch and not buy a whole tray once every game or for every game system or for every army list, they do a generic tray of different size, and you have inserts and modular inserts that you can put in depending on what you will have in your list. So it's nothing exactly new, but it's the insert system makes it easier to use, and you don't have to go for custom inserts done because it's already made to be customizable. And from what you said, the pricing is pretty good too.
Yeah, the pricing is, I mean, compared to other MDF trays I've seen, a lot of them are quite expensive. If I look at Tectonic Craft Studios, his tray looks like it's built in a similar style. Like it's the thing that makes this tray a little different than some of the ones I've seen is that the outside band is actually two layers deep, right? So it adds some rigidity to the tray and it makes it more solid, which is something Tectonic Craft does, but a lot of the other ones don't. If you look at, I think Art of War is what Steve is using, for example.
Mm-hmm.
His tray is a single layer of MDF on the outside and a single piece with some dividers for the inside. And while it's very functional and it was extremely low cost, it's also a bit thinner and more fragile than what other people offer. Mojo seems to offer something that's very similar in build to the Tectonic Craft, but with a price point closer to the Art of War stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's in a pretty interesting place. Now, I guess I'm not alone in thinking that, because he was looking for $1,000 and he's at $1,300 so far with 27 days to go in the Kickstarter. So that'll be fully funded on November 13th, 2016. And last but not least this week is Impact Miniatures, Knights of the Dinner Table, Chibi Fantasy Miniatures.
So for the... That's a comic, right?
Yeah, it was a comic strip.
Yeah, so you have the likeness of the five main character of the comic strip in chibi format done in the Impact style.
And not only that, you have the gazebo, which of course has been made immortal in Munchkin,
mm-hmm. and a bunch of other places.
Yeah, but That's all reference to the Knights of the Dinner Table. Because essentially they attack the gazebo because they don't know what a gazebo is. They assume it's a monster. Yeah. The trouble with tabletop role-playing, when the GM says something and you have no idea, so...
And don't ask.
And don't ask. Fireballs first, ask questions later, right? D&D player's credo.
Other character, I think, bad guys from the series are will be available as unlocks as the projects will go on. I don't know the series, so I couldn't say, but they are all name characters. With the you won't see, yep. see the arts right now, but they will unlock as the stretch goal or the money comes and the funding grow up.
Yeah, they've even got a neat thing where it's a life counter for your character, like a hit point counter.
Yeah.
Or maybe a counter for magic for life. And you slot in your impact chibi into the top of it. So you can keep track of your hit points and have a miniature representing your character or whatever. That's kind of cool. I like the guys at Impact. I mean, I've got a lot of their models. And they've got some neat ideas for their chibis. Let's see. His goal was an odd number. I don't know if you noticed that. It was $5,804.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because $6,000 would have been crazy to ask for. Or $5,800. But I don't know. Anyway. He is at 7,467, so it has been completely funded. There's only 3 days left to go, so by the time you hear this, there'll be 2 days left?
Yep.
Or a day and a half? So if you're interested, get on it, because it's going, gone. It ends on October 20th, 2016. And I think that brings yet another show to a close.
It does.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Antoine?
No, that's fine.
Well, then I'll see you and the rest of the geeks next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.